like I was saying, I wish them some type of normalcy after this. That's what I'm praying for myself. I'm praying that this doesn't change me into a negative version of myself. And I know that it's going to take some work. And I have to first prove to myself. And hopefully the right people will be in my life or will come into my life that will see me for me, will love me for me, for flaws and all, and not judge me by it and hold me handcuffed with it. If anybody out there have friends that love you through and through, hold on to them. Friends that you can trust and turn to and be your backbone, hold on to them. But protect yourself. They're out there. They're destroying people's lives. They're stealing people's money. They're just making people's life miserable and unhappy. And mental health is very important. It's a big deal because I struggle with anxiety. I have struggled with depression. So I don't want to pretend like having a mental issue isn't important. It is. But I'm not going to help a person pretend to have mental issues so they can get away with hurting other people. That I don't want to do. Again, protect yourself. Do not let people have access to your computers, your phones. Delete your web browser. Delete your passwords. Do not save those things to computers and electronics that other people have access to. Put passcodes on every single thing that you have where if a visitor come, they're not easily able to get into your computers. Mail, any of that stuff. Keep it away from people. That's my time, you guys. Stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinions dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, you go high like the former first lady. Let your family and friends know that you love them today because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Peace. Welcome back to Talk to Talk with your girl Anita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm using anchor.fm. It's very easy, very simple. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You can do it from your vehicle, from your friend's house, from the bathroom, from school, from your job. It's easy. Also, I want to thank everybody for just supporting this podcast. It means so much to me and I appreciate it. I'm not going to be very long. I just came on here to tell you, each and every one of you, to protect yourself. And sometimes when you protect yourself the way I'm speaking of, you're going to end up losing some people. You're going to end up not having friendships where you trust. And I know trust is one of the most important fundamental in relationships and friendships and family. Trust, respect, communication. You need all those things. But I've previously mentioned in my podcast of having my identity stolen. I never fully went into specifics of what happened because it's still an ongoing investigation and it's very complicated. It's a lot. And in the midst of understanding everything that has happened, it's as if you aren't who you are and you're left having to defend yourself. And then you find out that this person intentionally did this to someone. But only the problem is the person that they thought they were doing it to was really you. Can't get into it any more details other than that. The biggest problem I had was the people that was in my life that I trusted and respected. There were things that were for me. It wasn't for everyone else. And now it's a possibility that all of that is going to be open up to them. And that bothers me. The reality of looking in a mirror and thinking one thing about you got your shit together, you got people that got your back, you got people that love you, your family, your friends. And then when it comes full circle, these people don't love you. These people, you got people in your life that don't trust you. You got people in your life that don't believe in you. And that is hard to accept. I'm one of those people, once you show me who you are, if I'm emotionally and mentally attached to you, it may take me a minute to get to the next level of acceptance. and then start dealing and handling and processing that person or these people accordingly. I don't like being disappointed. I don't like being hurt. I don't like being wrong about people. It eats at me. It eats at me a lot. In the midst of my identity being stolen, there were things that have happened before that resurfaced that I really played a part in. And I disappointed some people and I let some people down. And I genuinely am sorry for those things. But I don't want to sit in it. I don't want that to be my identity. I don't want that to be who I am and who I'm known for. And no matter what I have done, that has always been something that someone can go back and pull up on me. It's even worse when you know that these very people that can always bring that up have deceived you and have done things to you, and you've tried not to hold them hostage for those things. And that's where it comes to it being able to be in control of you and accept things for what it is, and being able to handle the fact that you can't control how other people react. You can't make people feel how you feel. You can't make people care about the things you care about. You can't make people see things in the full lens of what they did to you or the part that they played in. So you have to be able to be in control of those emotions when you get upset, when you get frustrated, when you get annoyed, when you get pissed off, when you get mad, because the power is in anger. So when you become angry and mad and frustrated and you release that to these people in a negative manner, they win, whether that's what they were trying to do or not. They win. I've always been a very private, very protective, non-trusting, secretive person, because I've had people lie on me before. I've had people write things and try to come as close as they possibly could to my handwriting as possible. I've had a lot of things happen in my life that I don't talk about, and I haven't shared with people in details, but I've had a lot of shady shit have happened to me, and I've had to defend myself. And it took a long time for me to defend myself and prove and think that I didn't do this or this isn't me. And I made up my mind a long time ago. I wasn't going to prove myself to people that should know me. And I'm definitely not going to try to prove anything to someone that's mind is already made up. Recently, I just had to go through that same process of accepting that these people or particular people view me, think of me, and see me with a made up mind. And it was hurtful for me because of the respect and the love that I have for these people and how much I care about them. And to know that I'm discardable, I'm easily replaceable, I'm not of value to them, it was a hard pill to swallow, right? But had I not had those deep conversations recently, I probably would have never got to this point, and I probably would never be in a much better mental place of acceptance. I probably would still be in denial or avoiding the reality of things. To know that someone that you value and you respect is not easily replaceable in your life, regardless of the mistakes that they've made with you, and but you aren't the same or more valuable to them, oh my God. It was like, girl, you've been asleep? You've been around here sleepwalking? What the fuck is going on with you? I'm telling you, it's very humbling. It is very humbling when you think that you mean something special or something spectacular to people, or you are a difference maker in a person's life, or you think that you make a person happy, or your friendship is great, or when you realize that you ain't what you thought you was to these people in your life, oh my God. It's very humbling, very humbling. And then you have to reset yourself. You have to reprocess the way you view people and the way you address them. and the security and the stability and the trust and the confidence that you felt when you talk to them and you share with them. All of that is, you have to be comfortable with what you choose to share with them, because you may not be protected. You may not be supported. You may not be loved. And if you would be able to handle being judged, knowing that 9 times out of 10 is a possibility that someone can throw something back up in your face. So then it make you more conscious of, and intentional about how openly you are to share with people. I start paying attention to the way a person treat me, the way they talk to me, the effort that they put in with me, the way the conversations go, the understanding, the compassion. I start paying attention to those things, and I start paying attention to the action, not the words, because a person could tell me they care about me 50 million times. I knew that things, my friendship wasn't what it was when a person stopped telling me that they love me. You know what I mean? Like my daughters, I'm always telling them I love them. My partner, I'm always telling them I love them if I love them. My friends, I always let my friends know that I love them because they're important and they care about me. And that's always been my relationship with this friend. They would always tell me, oh, I love you at the end of a conversation, or I'm not going to see them for a while or whatever. It was always that. And I remember the last time I was like, well, I love you. They were hesitant. And they were like, oh, okay. And I'm like, wow, okay. And so when I say actions, it's those things. I start paying attention to how people are with me, how real, how sincere they seem with me, the way they magnify my flaws, my faults, the things that they weren't happy with me about, or the problems that they may have with me, or their stance on things. I pay attention to how adamant they are when you're having a casual conversation about things, or if I'm having a conversation about the things that bothers me and they start bringing up certain things, I'm like, okay, but protect yourself. Don't share your computers, your laptops. Don't even share your phones with people. When you get on the internet, on your phone, on your computer, you clear your web browser out. You got scammers out, but you know what's worse is when it's people that's supposed to be your friends and people that you're supposed to know and trust that violates you and don't think anything of it. Or people that you befriend and you're allowed to have access to your computer, and it get come up missing from them, and they don't even tell you that someone else had possession of your computer. They don't even let you know that. I can't fully blame them for the act of that person, but I was very disappointed that they didn't tell me that my computer came up missing. But I realized today, after talking to investigators and to my brother and stuff like that, I realized today that I can't hate her. She's a victim too. And there are things that have happened that she didn't share with me that have happened from her identity being invaded. And I don't want to hate somebody for something that someone else acted on and did because they knew that they could. Can you imagine being accused of something and they have all this plundering of evidence against you, and there is no way you can prove it if you didn't have no money or resources or any type of connection to prove that you didn't do something? That is a horrible feeling to even try to imagine that this can happen to you. And then to sit back and realize that a person did all this just so they can be with a woman. Didn't care about this woman getting beat or hurt by her husband. Didn't care if this woman got put out of her home. Didn't care if this woman lost her job. Didn't care if this woman lost a relationship with her children. Didn't care about the trauma that you caused her friends. Didn't care about the lies. Didn't care about the narrative and storytelling that you created. None of that even mattered. And you felt comfortable with sharing things with people to make a person look bad, to make a person out to be a liar. Only to in the end say, I'll do whatever she want me to do. I just want her in my life. I just love her. And that wasn't a red flag to the people that believed it? That believed it? There are about 8 to 10 people that are trying to figure out how to get their life back together. And I just realized that some of the people that are involved in this have been going through this for years. There are people whose relationships fell apart, and there are people that relationships are struggling now because of this one individual and their sibling. I always tell people that you can't live in fear. But I don't even know if it's fear that you're living in when you something happens and it's out of your control and someone sat back and plotted just blow up somebody's world and didn't even care. And you tried to blow up somebody else's world and the people that was in that person's world didn't even believe in her. Didn't even trust her, didn't even ask, well, when and how and what day and what time, and didn't even ask those questions. They believed it. And the reason they believed it because they went looking for the shit. They went looking for something to use against that person to justify them trying to move on with their life. And I don't even think they realized the damage that they caused people. I don't even think the friend realized the damage that he caused his friend. He took something from her yet again that probably will never be replaced. And on top of all of that, one of the most important people that she looked up to and respected didn't even have her back. Didn't even have her back. And I can't go into much more about it because, like I said, it's an ongoing investigation. It's gotten pretty ugly. It's a very serious situation. This person has a lot of mental problems from what we're told. That's as much as information that I can give in regards to that. But please protect yourself from people that you think got your back, from even family, friends. Don't just let people into your computers. Don't just let people in your phones. People ask certain personal questions. Be mindful of what you say to them. Even when you try and back up your phone, be careful of where you back your phone up to. If you back your phone up to a computer that you don't protect, or you don't clear out the browser, or you just open up emails that people send, or you have a laptop that you let somebody use, they can still get access to your information. They can still get access to your text messages and your computers and stuff. They can still get access to that. So be careful. Your pictures, all your text messages, apps that you use, your music, they can still get access to all of that stuff when you back it up to a computer that you allow other people to use. Especially if you're using Google, because I learned from my brother by using Google and you sync in your Google account, your account is synced from every computer that you use. Every computer, if you sync it. See, what happened was when I got a new laptop for work And the new laptop that I got for work, I was just using it just for work. That's the only reason that laptop wasn't compromised. Because I only logged in with one Google account, and that was my work Google account. It wasn't no personal account, so I never used my iTunes on there, none of that. So I never, it never got a chance to hack into that laptop because I was only using it for work. But had I got comfortable with that one and was just using it for in and everything, ain't no telling what would have happened with that one. Trust yourself. Being private, being protective, being secretive, that worked for me for years. And soon as I let my guard down and I allow people in my circle and I allow myself to befriend people and gave people access to my computers and was just free will with people and shared shit with people, it backfired. I had a conversation this evening in a person, and there were things that I have experienced and have tried, and I'm not one person to want to share everything that I've experienced and done with everybody in my life. And this person said, well, you had to know that it was a possibility. No, we were talking about judging. And then they said, and I was like, well, I'm at the point now where I don't care what people think of me. And then they said, well, you had to care at some point what people think of you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have wanted to keep that a secret. And I'm sitting there thinking, so if you are a classy woman or a respectful woman, and you may be a freak in the bed, you want everybody in the world to know that you're a freak in the bed? You want to go and tell everybody the conversation that you had about what you do in the bedroom? So because I don't want to share that, and I don't want everybody in my business, that mean I'm embarrassed about what people think? Honestly and truly, I have never been embarrassed about anything that I have done or experienced in my life up until now. They took that from me. They took that from me, and I'm struggling to get that back. And I'm met with anger and frustration and resentment every time I try to process my feelings and be truthful with it. I'm met with that. And then I found out today that still, yet again, after going to AT&T, my phone is still acting shitty. Other people are still possibly getting my messages. So then I go in tonight, redo something with my phone, and then it gets to the point where I can't even accept any phone calls or any text messages. I'm not even accepting that. So then I have to go back. And they said, oh, I think it's fixed. So then I start getting calls and I start getting text messages, but I don't know if it works for everybody. So I really don't know. I'm trying to be humorous. I'm trying to stay motivated. I'm trying to stay encouraged. I'm trying to stay positive, but I'm so fucking angry. I'm so fucking angry. And I'm so disappointed. I feel like I've let myself down. And I can't really explain it. I've tried. I can't. I had a conversation with a friend and I said that I feel stupid. I feel like a fool. And they felt like it was aimed at them. And I just realized that no matter what I say, people don't hear me. They don't feel me. They don't see me. And the people that I thought did, they don't. I was young. I was 15, 16 years old. Growing up too soon. I got married really young. I was taking care of other people. Didn't know anything about marriage. Didn't know anything about parenting. I learned on the fly. Went through a lot of hiccups in my life. A lot of situations. A lot of growth. I had to learn me. I had to figure out what I like, what I didn't like. I had to figure out what I enjoy, what I didn't enjoy. I had to love myself inside and out, regardless to my flaws, regardless of what other people thought of me, regardless of what other people seen. And it took a long time. I've had people hurt me in ways that I don't want to get into tonight. I've had people lie on me. I had someone write a whole letter and pretend that it was me. They came close to my signature. They came very, very close. Just didn't pass the test. I had people write checks and say that I did it. I can go on and on about the things that have happened to me. So to say that this is the first time something like this has happened, it's not. It's just the way in which it was done. And it was just the way in which I put so much trust into other people. This is my situation, right? My closest friend, I thought, would always have my back, right? I thought that no matter what, they would have my back. They got me. I'm good. And they were one of the people that disappointed me. And it wasn't that they disappointed me because they believed what people said. It was the fact that they believed it before they asked me about it. And the reason they didn't ask me about it because they went looking for it. And I couldn't be mad with them because had they not went looking, I wouldn't have never known how bad it was. And then I went through the anger, the frustration, and then I put all of those thoughts on hold because I had a training that I had to go to. I had some business that I had to go take care of, and I didn't want to go out of town with all that frustration and stuff on my mind. And I actually had a really great trip. And then when I came back, I had a conversation. And when I had that conversation, it reopened everything back up. And then today, I get a pop-up of an update of what all is going on and more information that's brought to me and about people having to go to court. And I didn't have a friend to talk to. I didn't have a friend to cry to and express my anger and frustration. I called and I had a conversation with a friend, but I couldn't even be honest about, I couldn't even allow myself to be myself with them. I couldn't even cry. Because I've became someone that has to be tough. I have to be tough with everybody like I used to be. I can't be soft. Being soft got me fucked over. Being soft got me minimized and looked down to. And I'm trying not to be consumed with it. Which is why I made this post to encourage you guys to protect yourself, man or woman. If a person crossed you one time, in any way, violate you in any type of way, pay attention. Don't give people access to your stuff when you don't even know them. And let me be very clear. The acquaintance didn't do this to me. She was a victim herself. She didn't use my computer and hacked into it and sent emails and opened the email up so that she can be able to spy into my computer. She didn't do that.
a worthless piece of shit did that. She wasn't the one that lied and spread rumors and told people things that didn't exist just so they can make somebody look bad, thinking that eventually you'll get to be with that person because you thought that you were hurting her, but you were hurting me. She didn't do that. And I won't blame her for that. And I won't hold her accountable for his action. I'm not going to do that to her. I know going forward that I probably will never trust people. I probably will keep my guard up. I probably will not think that I'm being extra hard on a person going forward. But I won't blame her. She deserved grace and empathy as well. And I wish her all the best. And I pray that she can get through this and all the other people that are being hit with this situation that was attacked. I wish them nothing but the best, and I pray that they can get through this emotionally and mentally, and I hope that life can get back to some type of